We're going to tell you as a single agent how to navigate this crazy market. We're also going to tell you if you're an agent on a team, if you're leading a team, some tips and tricks to navigate this crazy market. And we're also going to give you some insight into the future about where you want to align with and the people you want to align with to be able to do that as far as education and growth and the things that you can do to grow yourself personally. So welcome to the Real Estate Doctors. As you're navigating the waters of this real estate market, you're going to need a prescription that fits exactly what you need to do to move your business to the next level.
If you like what you're hearing, hit the subscribe button. Make sure you like it. We'll continue to send the love and send the nuggets.
Welcome to our podcast, and I got my partner here, Kevin Shoemaker. He's going to bring the noise. How you doing, Kev?
Hey, I'm good, Gene. I'm really excited about this conversation because, you look at the last several weeks and even in the last month or two, we've had a lot of conversations. And the conversations and the face-to-face conversations we have, the first observation I get is fear. And there's a lot of agents out there that are going, what's next? And you and I were just talking about this the other day, the phone call you got from the agent that was like, what's next? What's January going to look like? Well, I don't know about you, but I'm not worried about January yet. I'm still pushing through on October. So I'm really excited to really share and just, share with everybody, some of the things that we're working on and, in the different collaborative efforts, and relationships as well. So, I'm ready to kick this off. And I also want to remind everybody, if you love the content, you love hearing what you're hearing, make sure you subscribe, hit the like button. And we'll continue to bring the good stuff and hopefully help you grow your business as well.
Right on. And so today we keep hearing these alarming statistics, and by alarming, and these are coming from NAR, realtor.com, and they say we're going to lose 30 to 40% of those realtors. And I hate hearing that because a lot of times there's been so many realtors that have put heart and soul into it, and maybe they've never been through a huge market shift. And if you've never been through one of these, then you're going to hear a lot of doom and gloom. And if you fall into that narrative, it's going to take you away from what you need the most, which is the strategy to move forward and the focus to move forward. So when you said earlier, we're not focusing on January, you're absolutely right, man, because in a volatile real estate market, you got to remain focused on right here, right now, what's going on today, what's going on tomorrow, and what can I do every day to move that needle. And so you and I have been in deep discovery with our group, and we're trying to figure out those things, and we see the wheels on the bus going. And what we're doing is rewinding to, I can't give an exact year, but what I mean is grassroots real estate, meaning, man, everybody we're running into, they're serious about selling at this point, and they need somebody that's a high level strategist to do it. And so we've moved away from a lot of your trinkets and funnels and things like that, and got more into the relational, into the living room, into the place where you can really stand in the gaps and meet people's needs. So what we want to tell you today is the things to be able to do that. And so, Kevin, what are you seeing in the market, and what are you seeing that's successful? And let's start with a single agent, and then we'll move to a team. What do you think they need to do right now in this market? Top three things just to create success for themselves.
Well, I think first thing is you got to understand the market. That's the number one thing, because there's going to be a lot of different articles and things coming out. And I was reading an article yesterday, and it was talking about the market. I saw Glenn Sanford made a comment yesterday about newspapers. The reason newspapers are out there is because they have to get people's attention to read them, right? Or they don't survive. And typically that's going to be doom and gloom negativity pieces. In this article, they referenced two things. They referenced a decline in volume and a decline in sales price, going from where we are today, going into first quarter, second quarter, third quarter of next year. But it's a play of words. And so you as an agent, whether you're a team leader or a single agent, you have to truly understand the data and the numbers, because they talk about, and I had to read the article three different times and study the graph, because I'm like, are you talking about volume or are you talking about pricing? And so if you imagine, we've been doing this a long time, but imagine what the consumer thinks. And at a glance, the consumer can look at this bar graph, and they're going to go, oh my gosh, prices are going to drop 21%. That's not right. The sales volume is going to drop by 21%. It's not the prices. They're saying that prices are going to, the rate of appreciation will be 1.5% lower. So again, it's a play of words. So first step is you need to make sure you understand the numbers and understand your message to the market and educate the consumer. So Educate the consumer, number one, and be confident. Number two is know who your tribe is, know where your audience is, who are you talking to, and make. And then number three is how are you going to communicate with them? So you got to be consistent, and you have to have a clear, distinct message. That's no matter where you are as far as time in business, that's old school 101. And once you get that, then you can go to the next level.
Absolutely. Man, I love that. I love that piece of advice. And I think one of the agent's challenges right now is getting drawn. Their focus is getting drawn in so many different directions. And right now, you don't want to focus on several things. You want to laser focus on a strategy, your audience, and you really want to be persistent every day and layering on the things that are going to attract that audience. In addition to that, you need to make sure that the audience that you're focusing on is an audience that fits with this market. A great example would be somebody said to me the other day, they were like, you know, if you're sitting on a 2.5% interest rate on a home, why in the world would you buy another home? That's not your audience. And I'm like, no. Wait a second. If you're sitting on a 2.5% interest rate and you're financially in a good place and you need to go buy another home, well, guess what? Rent your house, cash flow it, go buy the other home you want. All of a sudden, you just became an investor. My point in that was that scenario is not going to work with every buyer because they're not qualified. However, it's thinking outside the box and understanding the things you can do and being able to speak the language at another level besides pretty pictures and price that will get the business today and get those serious buyers and sellers that are in this market. Because like you said, if we're down 21%, As far as volume, what that means is in if you sold 10 houses in January last year, you're going to sell 8 this year. So there's 2 less. But there's also those 8 are much more serious and they're much more committed to this market because it's a lot more volatile to get into. So if you're that agent that can understand and advise at a level that's a little bit higher than just what your neighbor's house sold for, then you're going to put a leg up on everything. And that's just simply, like you said, education, aligning with people that can give you the right information, whether it be newsletters, Inman, you know, it's so many different ways to get great information. And so I think that's huge what you said there. So,
you know, and Gene, the other thing that, you know, is we've had some, we've increased our frequency on some of our mastermind events and in collaborative environments that we've been involved in and people have asked us to play a part of, you know, what we're seeing is the people that are coming into these is that you're seeing really two different types of agents. You're seeing the single agent who's looking to say, okay, I'm going to buckle down and I want to look at what resources are available to me as a single agent going forward and to navigate this journey. And then you have the team going, okay, I'm a team leader and I need the resources to navigate my team through this. And so whichever one you really are, you got to make sure that you're putting yourself in an environment, especially the single agent, that you have what I always call is like sort of your board of directors. Like, who do you trust? Who are your trusted advisors that you can collaborate with and have strategic conversations? You and I do this all the time. Of, you know, you'll call me with a shiny object. Hey, what do you guys think about this? You know, and all of a sudden we look over here going, okay, is this one of our top? Is this, you know, in the top 3 quarterly priorities? Is this going to get us to where we want to go by the end of the year? If not, we set it to the side. So really having that check and balance for the single agent as well. And I know we've went pretty deep with that in the last couple of weeks.
Right. Well, and when you say that with the quarterly priorities that you're talking about, you know, there's several things you can put in place in your business to really get clear on those quarterly priorities. And they're huge because generally they're 2 or 3 things, not 300 things. And if you got 300 things on your quarterly priority, you're dipping into a place that's not realistic and it's going to make it really hard to accomplish those things. But if you layer in and you go deep thought and you make a business plan based on exactly what you need and exactly where you need to go and you stay focused on that, you're momentum will change, your business will change, and you can really grow. There's several documents we use, and actually, when we get done with the end of this video, we're gonna put a link down that'll help you. Documents that identify your strengths, your weaknesses, your threats, and really help you move the needle forward with that quarterly planning. And I think that's a huge piece of your business. And so whether you're a single agent or on a team, there's going to be 2 different avenues that you go down. Both of them are extremely successful and extremely viable options for you. It's just what fits best for you. But without a doubt, either one of those scenarios requires a clear-cut quarterly plan that you can attack and focus on that matches what the industry will give you.
Well, and typically as an individual agent, you have a vision, but you tend to be more in the tactical side, and you're the integrator as well. So you're really wearing two hats. Where as a team leader, what we're finding is you're going to have more of the vision, and that's going to be you tend to have. You're hiring integrators and people to delegate out those pieces. But as that team leader, you also have to be able to make sure you share your vision and have the confidence to be able to lead all of your people and lead your people. Because you know, whether you have people on your team are doing one deal a month or they're doing one deal every other month, they need to survive. And what we found is as we pour into our top leaders and within our team, it's that success is contagious. We picked a handful of our top agents and we've been pouring in. And all of a sudden now you could start to see the confidence that's exuding through the office. And when it's almost like ringing that victory bell every time they get a contract or something under one of their listings under contract. So really being a better leader, and that's really where the shift in this market is it's going to sift out the agents that aren't willing to roll up their sleeves, and then the cream of the crop is going to rise. And so that's a consistent message that we've been sharing with the team leaders too.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the collaborative environment and the path in order to be able to create a good plan to understand the audience and where to go. And I'll give you a couple examples. If you're an agent on a team and or a team leader, and let's say you have 20 people on your team, that is mass value because you have 20 people, most likely 20 different gift sets in some way, form, or fashion. And then you've got 20 different people experiencing different things in the market. And collaboratively, when all that stuff comes together and they start working together, then you're a voice of 20. And so that's really impactful and very powerful. And when that group bonds together in challenging times and really, really gets in the trenches with each other, you can move the needle a lot faster in that environment. But there's a flip side to it. You can also do that as a single agent, but your collaboration and your environment is going to be different. You can pick agents that you like from top companies. You can talk to them. You can do that. And a great example is yesterday. We threw a little mastermind, had a couple cold beverages, invited a lender. We asked the lender, "Hey man, what's hitting right now? What mortgages are hitting your desk?" And he said, surprisingly, there's two categories. The first category is first time buyers. And we were like, "Well, why?" Because first time buyers are paying a ton of rent right now. So the interest rates really aren't affecting them that bad because their payment on what they're buying is congruent and or even less than what they're renting for. So that's a great segment to be in right now. So if you're going to market to that audience, know that audience and go after it and be very consistent with it. Another one on the unfortunate side of things are divorces. Anytime you see a money crunch or you see us coming into a place of volatility, you know, if families aren't grounded and they experience hardship, then a lot of those things pop up. So while those are unfortunate, they're still part of our market and still what's going on. I wouldn't have had that information had I not been in a collaborative environment with a lender who could give me firsthand, this is exactly what's hitting my desk every day, which tells me who the audience is. And you can do that with several different resources, not just a lender, but always think outside the box. And wherever you are in real estate and whatever your situation is, you need a crew. You need a collaborative crew and a tight-knit group that's going to help you through those things. And that sounding board, just like you and I, man, you and I have two totally separate gifts and separate directions. But when you put us together, we're a pretty powerful force. So you need that force wherever you are. So.
You know, absolutely, Gene. And I like to leave everybody with this. And I've said this for a long time is you gotta control the content between your ears. And you got to be able to control what you're consuming. And so we have some great coaches and people that have shared some, you know, they understand where we are in our path and our journey and the books that they recommend, the audio books and, you know, our morning regimen of how we spend our mornings and getting ready and being able to really just be super clear. And when we start our morning of the path and where we're going, but controlling that content, you know, for me, whether it's, you know, strategic marketing, whether it's leadership, you know, whatever it is if I control that content and that message, I'm clear. And what I take in is what I'm going to exude out. And I believe that everybody around me feels that and it makes me a better leader.
Absolutely. And when you're putting stuff out, if you're distracted and you're getting noise from all these different places, people can see that. So when you're putting out stuff, don't just on social media, which is a great place to do it. Everybody loves short-term video right now. There's a nugget for y'all. Pro tip, short-term video, a minute or less. Everybody loves that right now. But when you're putting that out, I see so many agents, they put something out. It's like date the rate, not the house. That's cute. But that does not give me a strategic path to buy a house or solve any problem that I've got going on in my head that I have that I need an expert to answer those questions. So as you're putting that stuff, as you're in that collaborative environment, put that message out there at a higher level than date your rate. And when you start hitting on things that directly align with what somebody needs, that's where your business comes from. So be very smart about everything you put out there, and don't just check it off a box or put something cute or a cute meme. Things are funny and that's great, but right now people need advice. They need professionals. They need guidance. That's who we are, and that's who you want to be. And if you're that in the market, if you're the voice that gives the information, you're the person that gets the business every time. So.
Absolutely. And we're going to continue to bring we're going to continue to speak from the heart and bring all the things that are working for us. So, you know, please make sure you subscribe, hit the like button. We appreciate your commitment, and we'll keep bringing the fire and help you grow your business. We're going to continue to speak from the heart and bring all the things that are working for us. So, you know, please make sure you subscribe, hit the like button, and we'll keep bringing the fire and help you grow your business.